people that speak into my life. You might wonder, who is my pastor? Hopefully I can encourage you and be a part of just preparing you to be the ministers. Remember, I'm not the minister. You're the ministers. It says that pastors are only meant to equip the believers for the ministry. But myself, of course, I find that through different people that speak into my life through podcasts and other messages and we need that because we all need that and I don't always do this but this message has just been stirring in me since I have heard it and this is one of the people I listen to and it is actually from Andy Stanley. And so I definitely want to give credit where credit's due. But this message, I just felt I wanted to share it both as we're coming into graduation and we're going to be continuing this next week because not only for graduates, though, but for all of us, we need to begin to look forward because I think that this is so impactful to us no matter what age. You might say, I'm already in my future. Why do I need to predict my future? Well, the future is still tomorrow. We still have the next 15 minutes. And here's the message we're going to be talking about, which is the beginner's guide to predicting your future. You can know your future. You can predict where you're going to head up. And I'm not talking just about heaven. I'm not talking about your salvation. This is an addition to your salvation because even if we're saved, we are still determining our life in this world. And I think many Christians, although they may have their destination in heaven, God has a desire for them to find a better way in this life. And we can begin to know our future. And in fact, I believe that many of us have gotten really close to it already. Many of us have already at times predicted our future because here's the thing. Many of us at some point in time we've said this or maybe we've thought this and you know that we've all said it. I should have seen that coming. How many of us said that, man? You know what? I'm not surprised. I knew that would happen. How many of us say that? Because something in you had already predicted that that was going to happen in your life. And so we have this ability, even though many times we don't act on it, but we really do know that there is something happening in our life that is leading us to a certain outcome. And if we would just begin to take advantage of that, we could begin to affect that future. We have all, at some point in time, seen things in our life just fall apart. We find ourselves in a mess there are hurts or there are things that we have to get ourselves out of, and we know that when we look back on it at that point, man, I should have seen that coming, right? Because we start to connect the dots and we look at what we were doing and you're like, man, why didn't I see that? Even if you have never done that with yourself, which I think you have, here's something, maybe you're not good at predicting your future. But here's something we've all done. We're all very good at predicting someone else's future. Because how many of us have said this? You should have seen that coming. Maybe we don't say, I should have seen. But we always can tell someone else, man, how could you not see that coming? I could have told you that was going to happen to you. Right? We see someone's life, and it's almost like, you know, you're kind of standing back, and you see two people coming around a corner. Man, they're going to run into each other. Man, if something doesn't happen, I can see that's going to happen. And boom, it happens. See, I could have told you that right there. You know, we look at other people's lives, our friends, our families, and said, how could you have not known that was going to happen? And then it happens to them, and they're shocked, and you're sitting back saying, I don't know why you're so shocked, right? because we could see it happening. Maybe when you're younger, you know, you had a friend. It said, I can't believe he broke up with me. I can't, my life. And you're like, honey, he was breaking up with you for the last 3 months. We could all see it coming, right? There's some people that you end up, they end up having to go into bankruptcy, and like, I could have told you you were going to do that. I could see it by what you were doing. We can see that, and we're like, I don't know why you're surprised. We knew it was coming. So here's the thing. If that's the truth, that we have this ability, how come I can see what they don't? And how come they can see what I don't? Because many times, they're saying that to us. You should have known. You know what? You could see it coming. And yet, we didn't see it. Or here's the thing. Many times, we see it, but we don't look. Now, here's the thing. I think it is apparent to us, but we choose not to look at it. How many times we know, and that's why we say that to ourselves, we knew it was coming, but we ignored it. We chose not to see it for stubborn reasons, for selfish reasons. Maybe we tell ourselves, maybe it'll just go away, but yet we could have seen it. And so that's what we're going to talk about. What do we do with that? How do we begin to be proactive with that and not just see it, but begin to leverage that? Because here's what God wants you to do. He doesn't want to just give you this knowledge of your future. He wants you to be able to predict your future and take advantage of that and come out blessed because you can see and choose what your outcome is going to be. Now, here's the thing. Bad news, good news. We always see this. I'll give you a little bit of the bad news first. Most all, and I say most, because it is most, but not everything. There are some things you can't, but most of your problems cannot be fixed. Oh, see, no applause on that, right? That's bad news. Most of your personal problems in your life, and this is the bad news, they cannot be fixed. The things that you are going through cannot be fixed. And you might say, what kind of message is that? That's the message from God that I cannot be fixed? Yes, it is. It's the message that you cannot be fixed. Here's the thing. Here's the things you fix. You fix your car. You fix your computer. You fix your oven, your toaster. There are things that happen you can get a new part, and you fix them. And here's the thing. When you fix your car, it runs beautifully again. It's as if it never happened. Because once you fix it, it works. It's almost like it's brand new sometimes. You can just refurbish it, and you can forget what happened because it's fixed. But here's the great thing that unfortunately, God tells us, you're not like a car. In fact, you weren't made in the way that a toaster is made. You're more than a computer, a very complex computer, but you're more than that. And some people in the world do not understand that. They think that, you know, we are just evolved pieces of organic material, so therefore we can just fix ourselves. That is not true. You are not a thing that can be fixed. And we have to come to bear with that because it's going to change everything. And this is going to show us a principle that we're going to get to. Now, we can learn to cope with those problems. We can learn to overcome the problems in our life. We can even learn to leverage our problems and learn from them. Right? And teach others from our problems. But the problems themselves cannot be fixed. Because even though you can cope with them, you can overcome them, you can leverage them and begin to learn from them, I'm going to tell you, your past will always be part of your past. You cannot just forget it. Now, people will try, and maybe in their conscious mind they can do that, but we know that in the subconscious, those things are still there affecting us. Because our past is part of our story, and it will always be part of your story. God doesn't even desire to take it and erase it from your story. It will be part of your life from this point on. And we need to stop trying to just fix it. Okay? So that's the bad news. You cannot fix those problems in your life. But how many of there is some good news? The good news is that most of your problems can be avoided. Not the ones in the past, but the ones coming up can be avoided. This is the good news, that from this point on, you can keep from driving into that same pothole that you've been driving in every single day of your life. You can begin to find a way around the problems in your life. And that is what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks, is how to avoid the problems and change the future that you can predict. Because Jesus says this, he says, there is enough problems for today instead of just adding more for tomorrow. So therefore, we need to be wise and begin to change our future. Now, it's all going to happen through this principle that we're going to be talking about through this whole time. And it is called the principle of the path. The principle of the path. Because this is the key to knowing your future and to choosing your future. Now, first of all, when we talk about a principle, we need to talk about this first word. It is a principle. Now, what is a principle? So a few things about a principle. First of all, a principle is not a rule or a law that you follow, okay? I'm not giving you a rule that you can just follow this rule and everything will be good, because that's not the way it works. It's not a law. It's not a bunch of things that if you just do this check mark, you know, that's called religion. It's not going to work, okay? Instead, a principle is something that follows you. You need to understand that with everything you do, this principle follows you. The outcome will follow you, which is why God says, be careful, because your sins will find you out. They follow you. Okay, so this principle that we're talking about living by is not something that you follow, it's something that follows you. Also, a principle is not something that you choose to apply. See, the world wants to give you self-help things. Okay, if you just do this and apply this principle, apply this to your life, and you know what? You'll begin to start to see things change. Another, do this every morning. You know, it's like a prescription. That's not how life works. That's not how God works. But what it is a principle is something that applies itself to you. That with every choice, this principle is going to be applied, whether you like it or not. See, sometimes it's not a matter of choice. It's a matter of this is a principle. It simply is. You can't choose to apply it sometimes, and I'm not going to apply it in this case. It applies itself to you whether you want to or not. See, sometimes we want the principles of God. I want the principle of God to be right here in my life. You know what? If I give unto God, he's going to give back to me. I'm gonna apply that principle. But over here, when God says, you know what? If you think anger and criticism for them, then it's like committing murder. Oh, no, I'm not going to. I choose not to think that principle. So you cannot choose when to apply a principle. They apply to you no matter what. The third thing is this principle is not a law or a rule that you simply happen to break. It's not something that you can choose to break this. You know what? Okay, I'm going to break through this principle. I'm not going to have this principle apply to me. You know, like here's the thing, the principle of sin. You know what? I'm going to be an overcomer. I'm going to put sin under my feet. I choose to break this principle of sin in my life. You don't choose to break that principle. The principle of sin is there. But here's the thing. If you ignore the principle, it will break you. So you can't break the principle, but the principle has the ability to break you. If you choose to be foolish and ignorant and arrogant enough to ignore it. So here's our choice. As we talk about this principle of the path, we have a choice. And this is an awesome thing. We've been talking about choices and choosing our thinking and our direction in our Sunday school class. And this is exactly the principle that God has put before us. We have the choice to leverage this principle, the principle of the path. We cannot change it. We do not follow it, but we can allow it to work in our life for our benefit, okay? If we begin to understand the principle and begin to understand how it works and how it applies to us, we can then choose to get in the flow of that principle and begin to let it benefit us. Or we can choose to ignore this principle. Because you know what, somehow it's not going to apply to me. Somehow it's not going to follow me. I'm going to outrun it. Or somehow it's not going to break me. You can choose to think that way and live your own life and somehow let yourself be deceived and live to your own demise. Okay? So that is our choice today that we have. And so as we give you this principle, our whole point is hopefully that we will begin to leverage this principle in our life and let it begin to guide us. Now, the other thing is, it is a principle. It's not a rule. It's not a guideline. It's a principle that just is, you know, kind of like gravity. I don't care what you want to do about it. You may not like it, but it is what it is. There's no way getting around it. But it's also called the principle of the path. Okay? And this is key. It's not called the principle of the solution. This is what we all want in this society, the culture that we live in. We live in a solution culture. We want it to be the principle of the solution. But here's the thing. When you're on a trip and you're driving, and you know what, something seems a little off. And at some point you realize, I think I'm lost. In fact, I know I'm lost. This is not where I'm supposed to be. So you pull over, and now you know you're lost. Let's say you don't have GPS or those things. They're broke. What do you stop and ask for? Do you say, you know what, sir, I need you to fix this. You need to make me not lost. I'm lost. I need it fixed. No, because that can't happen, right? What you are looking for is not a solution. I need to know the right path. I need someone to show me what I need to do. I need someone to show me where I am in relation to where I want to be. I need someone to give me a path so I can not be where I don't want to be and I can get to where I want to be. But it's not a fix. It's not a solution. And I'm going to tell you, this is what your life is. Many of us, we are looking for a fix. We have lived our life and then we want someone to fix it. And I'm telling you, we don't just fix our life. In fact, to get to where we need to be, we have to do the same thing that we did to get to where we shouldn't be. You see, the same thing in your life that got you where you shouldn't be is the same thing that you're going to have to do to get to where you should be. In other words, you've got to get on the right path. And this is the principle of the path. It is a direction. It is not a solution. We need to stop looking for solutions and instant fixes and understand that we need to get on the right path. Because it is not through solution that we are going to begin to repair what we have done to ourselves financially. How many know that? You get to where you are, there's no instant fix. Oh, and all we do is we keep looking for that instant. I'm just going to play the lottery. And then I'm going to play the lottery. And someday my instant fix. You know what? Those are the fools that just count on things that are not going to happen. And they just keep going down the wrong path. And they get themselves more lost and more lost. All the time telling them, okay, tomorrow's going to be the day. Maybe it's how we try and fix ourselves relationally. Okay, we're going to fix this relationship. I'm just going to say I'm sorry and everything's going to be okay. No. How many know? It doesn't work that way. There is no instant fix where there has been hurt, where there has been scars. The same thing that got you there was over time of bad choices. Well, it's going to be a lot of time of different choices to get you out of that relationally. Maybe professionally, in your job, it's the same way. There's no instant fix to that. Spiritually, is the same thing. There's no instant fix spiritually. It is an invitation to direction, not solution. Now, here's the thing today, right now, and through this week, there are going to be people throughout this world, and especially in America, that are going to be going to therapists and counselors and pastors. And I've even had them come to me, and they're like, you know what, we're just in a mess. Whether it is physically, I've had people, they're addicted. They are in places of chains. I need you just to fix it. Tell me what I need to do to fix it. Or make God fix it. We want God to just fix it. And even when God does miracles, where it seems to be an instantaneous, it is not totally fixed. Even in those things, the principle of the path still applies. Because there is no instant fix. There may be an instant release of outward symptoms, but the principle of the path still must apply to each one of us in our problems. And a smart therapist and a smart counselor, a smart pastor is going to know that they have no fix to offer. But here's what we do have to offer. I have a direction. I can give you a change of direction. This is what God offers. He understands we are lost, we are broken. He doesn't want to fix us. He wants to point the way. He knows that you're lost and you have to do the same thing that you did to get there, to get out of there. We can offer direction. Because here's the problem. The problem is not that you made a mistake and you got broke, or someone did something to you and hurt you. The problem, the way we get lost is we live in the wrong direction. Now, this is what people don't want to hear. Okay, if you don't want to give me a fix, that's fine. Give me a direction, I'll live. But what we have to understand is that the reason you got lost is not because just something instantaneously happened. Just like a fix doesn't instantaneously come, you were not broken instantaneous. You spent a lot of time living in the wrong direction before the consequence came. In fact, here's the truth. Many people are living in the wrong direction right now, and they don't know it. Because today, they're not going to the counselor. They're not going to the therapist or the pastor. Because right now, I'm going to be very honest with you, their life, they're pretty happy with it. You know what? In fact, for some people, this is the happiest time of your life. Maybe you are loving a new relationship, you're loving a new thing in your life, but the whole time you're still living in the wrong direction. You need to understand this. You can be living in the wrong direction, and sooner or later, you will be lost, even though you don't realize it right now. And this is the principle of the path. Maybe in your life, you're starting to see something wrong. Maybe there's a little wobbling in the wheels. Maybe something's a little wrong. How many know when you're driving and you don't quite think you're lost, but something doesn't quite seem right? But you keep going. Because everything is kind of okay. And I want to encourage you. See, the enemy wants you to just ignore that. Just keep going. Just keep going. You're happy right now. Everything's good right now. But yet, we need to be aware of our path. We need to look what direction we are heading. Because the sooner you stop trying to fix things, see, because while you're on that wrong path, oh, I can just get out and tweak this. Okay, now I feel good again. And we just keep heading down the wrong path. Because the fix didn't change your path. It just made you feel better for the moment. The sooner we stop trying to fix things and start changing our direction is when you're going to find your future change. And you should have known it the whole time. Before your future gets here, let's begin to predict our future and say, wait a second, let me turn around. Don't be stubborn like us guys and say, no, this is the right direction. I'll just keep finding it. No, be humble, admit it, and change directions now. Even while things are good, you might say, why change now when everything's good? Because you're going in the wrong direction. I wish I had the little clip. If you've ever seen the movie, and I wish they'd take the language out of it, but trains, cars, trains, airplanes, automobiles, something like that. John Candy. And they're going the wrong direction down the highway. They're going against the flow. And then someone across the median is going the right direction with them. And they're looking out the window saying, you're going the wrong direction. And they're all going, what are you saying? What do you know my direction? You know, and they're just forgetting, oh, you're, and they're making fun of the other guy who's trying to tell them that they're going the wrong direction. Until a second later, a semi truck is coming right at them. And they realize that they're on the wrong side of the road. Many times, we're in the same way. God is trying to tell us you're going the wrong direction. And you know what? We're saying, what do you know about my life? Everything is fine. Who are you to tell me I'm going the wrong direction? He's saying, because he can see something you can't see. Sooner or later, that truck is coming straight at you. And you are going to be plowed over. So we need to begin to address it. Now, here's the thing. Jesus speaks about this. And that brings us to the scripture that declares this principle. Because this principle is not just a psychological principle. It is a biblical, spiritual principle that God has given us. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus closes with these words. It says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. Now, this is key. Does them. Okay, see, that's a direction. It's not just something that, man, that was a great message, Jesus. Ooh, that was great. I love you. And go back to your life. He says, that's not going to work. It's someone who does it. Oh, God, man, those other people sure needed that, but man, I'm doing good. Thanks a lot, but I will keep that in mind. No, Jesus said, the person who does these words of mine, he says, will be like a wise person. So we need to look at it. The person who does it, who heads in this direction, is like a wise person. What does he mean by wise? A wise person is someone who understands that life is connected. That the things we do are going to someday show up in our life. You cannot just do something without it affecting you. You can't think something without it later producing something in you. Okay? There is nothing that is just separated. A wise person understands that. And understands that if I don't change my direction, I'm going to be asking for help later on. Okay? That's a wise person. This person who is wise built his house. Now, this is key too. A person who follows direction builds a house. Doesn't say creates it. Boom, there's a house. It builds a house. That means there's a process, that it is discipline. It is delayed gratification. Someone who is wise has to understand we want the blessings of God, but it comes from building. It doesn't come from just, ooh, God, I'm just worshiping you. Just pour it out right now. The wise person builds his house. To get where God wants us to be, there's a process of building. There's a path of building, of discipline. If you want to get where you need to go, the destination is your focus, not where you are now. And yet we only focus on now. See, that's not the wise person. The wise person understands the connection and it gets to where he wants to go. And building means discipline. It means some hard choices. It means delayed gratification. I'm not going to get everything I want now, but I choose that because I want to get to where I want to be. And then I'll be home. I will have a house, something that no one can take from me. And the wise person builds on the rock. Now, today we don't quite understand that because we just, you know, no matter where, you can go and as long as you treat the ground good and you can create your own foundation and you build on the concrete. Okay, that's, back then, they didn't do that. It was up to them to find the rock. So the rock represented the hard way to do it. It's not the easy way. In other words, the wise person who builds on the rock. It is the hard way. That means I've got to dig out the sand to get to the rock to build on. It's the expensive way. The wise person is on the path of a costly. It's going to cost you more to build on the rock. But a wise person is willing to sacrifice, is willing to pay the price. Doesn't just cut corners. And say, well, I can just miss this week, and I'm just going to do this, and I just feel like, you know what, if you're always cutting corners, that's a direction that's going to get you someplace that you should have known. How many know if there's builders here? Octavio can tell you. You can build a house. If you cut corners, it may look good at first, but it's going to get you someplace maybe years down the line that there's going to be a catastrophe. There is a result of that. And so the wise person builds on the rock. And it says, then the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. You see, this is the destination that we want. We want a home. We want a house. We want a place of belonging. We want a place of comfort. We want a place of joy. But if we want that destination, there's going to be times of wind and storm and trial in our life. And you will not have that destination if we are not wise and follow the path of Jesus' words, of Jesus' way, of following him, even when we don't quite like that way. Maybe we can find a shorter path. You will not end up with that direction. It says again, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, who follows their own path, or I'm going to combine paths, I'm going to take a little bit of yours, Jesus, and I'm going to go a little bit away. You know what? That means you're not on the path. Okay? It doesn't matter how far off you are, you're still off. How many know that it only takes 1 degree? If I'm heading to New York and I just waver by just 1 degree, I'm right. right next to that path. Come on, Jesus, I'm right there. But how many know by the time goes on, you're going to get farther and farther apart until you are hundreds of miles away from where you wanted to be. And God says you should have known, because the principle of the path is there. Don't play games of, I'm right next to you, God. I'm right next to you, but I'm not with you. That's the foolish person. It says the foolish person does not do that. And just the opposite of the wise person, the foolish person thinks things are disconnected. Here's the foolish person. I can fix it. If something goes wrong, we can fix it. God, I'll come back to you. We'll get this fixed. How foolish. Here's what we try and do with life. Because we do this with our computer and it works. Come on. When things mess up, just turn it off, unplug it, wait a while, plug it back in. It reboots and everything's going to be fine. You ain't a computer. When you get to that point in your life, you cannot just reboot. You cannot just turn off for a second and now I'm going to turn back on to Jesus. Okay, God, I'm plugging back into you. Sorry I didn't plug in, but you know, now I'm going to plug into you. You're not a computer. It doesn't work that way. You've gotten lost. There's not an instant fix. So that is a foolish person. A foolish person thinks life is disconnected. Well, today's today, tomorrow will be tomorrow. I'll make a choice for tomorrow. You are foolish because everything's connected. Don't think that things are disconnected. Your choice today will lead you someplace. Your thoughts will lead you someplace. The foolish person thinks things are disconnected. And it's like the person who builds his house on the sand. What does the sand represent? The quick way. The easy way. Well, I'm going to build the same thing. Here's what we tell ourselves. I'm building the same thing. I'm just doing it the quick way. God says, yeah, you may be building the same thing, but it ain't going to become the same thing. When we try and choose the quick way, the easy way, and we tell ourselves, but I still believe in Jesus. How deceived are you? Because just because you believe in Jesus doesn't mean you're building on Jesus. It says that even Satan believes in Jesus, even the demons believe in Jesus, but they have chosen not to build on Jesus. The foolish person builds his life on the sand. How are you building your life? And your life may just be tomorrow. Now, yes, this is important for our young people who are looking for life, but it's just as important for us, because you are determining tomorrow. We may be retired and everything's set, but you still determine tomorrow in our spirit and in our life. And here's the thing. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Here's the thing you need to remember. You know what? When your computers and cars mess up, and if you're driving on a trip and you get lost, you know, you go the wrong direction. You know, at the most, you may lose an hour. You show up a little late, and people laugh about it, and you have a memory. If you live in the wrong direction, you don't just lose an hour. You don't use just a few days a week. I'm going to tell you, Jesus says, when you live in the wrong direction, you end up in a future that cannot be fixed. You see, the house fell. It couldn't just be fixed. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing you can do, but you need to understand that it cannot be fixed. There's going to be a process. You're going to have to rebuild. You know what? There's going to be a lot of pain and sorrow in your life. So we need to begin to understand that there is a consequence and there's a place that we are heading. Now, when it falls, here's what a lot of us say. You know, that person's house didn't fall apart, but mine did. They're just lucky. Right? Isn't that what we say? You know what? God just likes them better. Or I'm just not good enough. We tell ourselves these things. Even though we have gotten ourselves lost, we have headed down this path in our life, and yet then we want to say, you know what? They better enjoy it because they're just lucky that happened in their life. We need to stop and understand the principle of the path is what gets us where we are. It's the direction you've chosen to live. It's not happenstance. Now, things happen, and that can be happenstance. But when you look at, see, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. But you look at some people they go through, we talked about this morning, the worst things, and it seems like it never gets them down. And yet the worst things happen to me, and I just fall apart. So it's not about the it's not about the storm. The storm happened to both people. But why did they sustain through it? Because they had built a path. Maybe a path that you didn't see. But it was built on the rock. We need to stop blaming and finding other reasons and understand that it's all based on the path that you follow. Jesus says, you're either doing my words or you're not. It's that simple. Are you doing what Jesus says or are you not? In every area of your life, financially, spiritually. See, sometimes we just put Jesus in a spiritual category, but I'm being moral like Jesus said. But are you doing what Jesus said in your relationships? Are you doing what Jesus said financially? You see, Jesus was very practical. In every part of your life, are you doing what Jesus said? If you live in that direction, God will build you on the rock. So we close, and I'm just going to give you, here's the principle. And then we're going to build on this in the next few weeks. The principle of the path is this. And here's the key thing. Direction determines destination. That's it. There's the principle. That principle cannot be broken. That principle cannot be applied. It is simply the principle of your life. The direction you choose to live will determine your destination. You want to predict your future? There you go. What direction are you going? I can tell you where you're going to end up. I can tell you where your family's going to end up. And here's the thing. Your direction, sometimes you're carrying people with you. Your destination does not just affect you. What a sad thing is many times we're carrying people in the wrong direction. And then we're going to wonder why they end up the way they end up. But I raised them in church. It means absolutely nothing. Did you raise them in the direction of Jesus? And were you in the direction of Jesus? Direction determines destination. Not action, direction. What direction are you going in your life? You are living in a certain direction. You may be ignoring things, but Jesus said the wise person takes every word that I say and does them. What direction are you living in? We have that choice today. Let's bow our heads.